The police were probably glad of bad weather, but the conditions did not deter a hardy few thousand who turned out for a third day of protest. By now, the two sides had honed their strategies, and this time the students went for one of surprise. They ignored the planned route towards Parliament, splitting up and dispersing instead into side streets, blocking traffic in some of the capital's busiest roads. After last week, the students were determined not to be contained by the police. People with loudspeakers shouted, "Don't get kettled," and for much of the afternoon, the two sides played a game of cat and mouse around central London. Some were contained for a time outside Buckingham Palace, the Metropolitan Police reverting to the controversial strategy student organisers insist is not justified.
If they kettle us again today, I think that will send a very strong message to people across the country that the police in this country are willing to destroy people's right to protest and lock people down in snowing conditions in central London. I think that's absolutely outrageous.
There were clashes with the police and some arrests. Officers had deployed in large numbers, especially around Parliament Square.
No rest, no masks, no education pass!
The students are as focused on the coalition, and this demo comes just days before the vote on tuition fees takes place. Despite past trouble, many teenagers turned out, they say, with their parents' blessing. The pupils of today are the university students of tomorrow.
The right to higher education should always be determined by how much you want to learn and how much you want knowledge rather than how much your parents have.
I see so many young people for the same cause. It's amazing. It just shows that the people of Britain aren't going to stand for it.
We saw young people out there saying that they didn't want this to happen, and we decided that we wanted to join in and make our voices heard.
And they promised to be back, as did so many others, pledging to keep the pressure up between now and the vote in Parliament, marching, taking direct action and occupying university property.
We're not in this to lose. This is the biggest fight of our lives. This is a fight for the very definition of what education is as a whole.
Tonight, the most determined are still braving the elements in a standoff with the police, back at Trafalgar Square where the march started. It could be a very long evening. Michelle Clifford, Sky News, London.